37 people in Washoe County have died from COVID-19. More than half of the deaths have been linked to one facility. KUNR's On Gray and Lucia Starbuck discuss what they've learned so far about the novel coronavirus outbreak in Washoe County.
On, we've both been covering the pandemic, and what we're seeing here in Washoe is that there are a few hotspots at private facilities that are state-regulated. Where are they?
So to start, Lucia, let's talk about the biggest hotspot in Washoe, and that's Lakeside Health and Wellness, which is a skilled nursing facility in Reno. Typically, a skilled nursing facility is a temporary place where patients of various ages undergo medical rehabilitation and treatment. And based on a state database, there have been a total of 86 cases there. There have been 18 deaths of residents and one staff, bringing the total deaths to 19. What's important to note is that the number of deaths at just this one facility accounts for a little more than half of the 37 deaths so far in the county. And right now, Lakeside has the highest number of COVID-19 deaths of all state-regulated facilities in Nevada. I spoke to Reno Councilwoman Naomi Dewar. The facility is located in her ward, and she's received calls from a few family members who are quite concerned about their loved ones at Lakeside. She described having a particularly tough call with a man who was worried about his mom, and he even considered pulling her out of Lakeside, but then realized it wasn't that simple.
And I questioned him quite a bit about whether he thought he had the capacity to take care of her. And he said, no, he actually had medical problems himself. And, you know, this is where many people get stuck. They don't have the physical capacity to take care. They don't have the money to hire private aides. And especially if you need round the clock, if your person's in a wheelchair or needs help for every bathroom visit, that means you have to be on call 24/7. So it's an exhausting process if you can do it.
And what we're seeing at Lakeside is there are patients of all ages, from under 10 to over 70. Individuals from each age group have tested positive for COVID-19. And while there are cases in every age group, the highest number of cases are in that 70-plus age group, accounting for about 40% of the cases there. Based on the state data, it looks like more than half of the residents at Lakeside have tested positive for COVID-19, but staff have also been quite affected as well. About 70% of staff have tested positive. Did Reno City Councilwoman Naomi Dewar address this with you?
Yes, she did address it with me. She has spoken to a few anonymous staff there who are quite worried about getting COVID-19 and then infecting their patients or even bringing it home to their families. And she's also spoken to management at the facility as well.
So I've also heard from staff members who want to remain anonymous. Some have had to just go on sick leave because they were pretty sure, this is prior to testing, pretty sure that they had it. And they felt like, I have to go isolate myself. I can't expose patients to me. I've had those contacts. I've had people that are in administrative kind of positions worried themselves. So I think, you know, I would say everyone there, from the director to the patients, is concerned about the situation.
Councilwoman Dewar says she has talked with management at Lakeside Health and Wellness and that she's planning to put in calls to the state to try and get staffing assistance from the Battleborne Medical Corps. And if you recall, Lucia, that's the group that Governor Steve Sisolak set up to recruit medical professionals to help with COVID-19 response in the state.
The Reno Gazette Journal also reported that there have been issues at the facility prior to the pandemic, which range from previous complaints of patient neglect, and state inspectors have found infection control issues like inadequate disinfecting practices.
And this is what we know about other cases at long-term care facilities in Washoe. There's also another hotspot in Reno at the Willow Springs Center, which is a residential care facility for children seeking behavioral and mental health treatment. One staff member has died, and there have been a total of 69 positive cases of COVID-19. A majority of the cases from this facility are children who are patients there. And based on state data, there are currently 12 state-regulated facilities in Washoe with COVID-19 cases. And these facilities include a range of skilled nursing, assisted living, behavioral inpatient, and a children's shelter. And of the more than 1,000 cases in the county so far, as of right now, cases at those facilities account for about 17% of the COVID-19 cases in Washoe.
And at a virtual press conference, Washoe County Health Officer Kevin Dick said that there are other hotspots that the district is keeping an eye on, but he did say COVID-19 is prevalent throughout Washoe County.
But I think that the bottom line is that they're throughout our community, and it could be a store that you're visiting. It could be a warehouse where people are employed. It could be a construction subcontractor that's working out in the field in the construction business. We have a number of cases that are identified. Their employment is identified as retired.
But Dick didn't specify particularly where those hotspots are. I also want to note that Washoe County reported that there was an uptick in COVID-19 cases after Easter weekend, and some of those individuals reported having had social gatherings over the holiday. On May 1st, Washoe County saw its highest number of new cases of COVID-19, with 48 additional cases. Health officials are urging people to continue to social distance with the Mother's Day weekend coming up.
Thank you, Lucia, for talking with me and for these updates.
Thank you, An.
The story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.